are we doing? Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
Happy 4th of July.
Yep.
No
sarcastic, huh? No. No, definitely not. I'm right in the middle. Yeah. I know you guys probably want a quick health update on Ian Kennedy. There has been some imaging. We do not have an evaluation at this point. It's currently taking place, and I'll have that probably at some point through the course of the day, possibly tomorrow. It's a tough time because of the holiday, but he did get the imaging, and it's being evaluated right now. So it's still a right calf inflammation. That discomfort is causing him, obviously at a level where he's going to not be available today. It's a no-brainer. I'll go ahead and say that, but I'll keep you guys posted on the most current events once I get them.
So it's still bothering him today?
Correct. So I know I said post-game we'd evaluate him day-to-day, an hour-to-hour. It was still bothering him enough this morning that we wanted to get some imaging.
Who's going to be the setup man in the universe?
I don't know. I'll match it up. We do a lot of hard work here to find out, 1 through 3, who's best, 2 through 4, who's best, 3 through 5, who's best. We have a lot of different concepts, and somebody will find their way into that spot and execute and get the job done.
Do you have anyone here in case Ian needs the injured list?
Not at this moment. We do not.
Weird that July 4th, and this is your first game against the Giants?
Yes. Bless you. I've been thinking about that a little bit. Very untraditional. I know that. Typically, you see your teams in your division within the first month and a half, but yeah, we're entering our fourth month of baseball and we haven't seen a team in our division, which tells me one thing: we're going to see them a lot in the second half. We're fine with that. We're excited to play them. We know that they're the defending NL West champs, and we get a chance to play somebody that's playing good baseball. We like that.
Do you have a starter for tomorrow yet?
We do not. We're going to probably enter into those discussions and finalize that today. We potentially have guys on this team that could be a starter, could be an opener. We're not sure exactly what's going to be happening right now. But we got to get through this game today. That's the most important thing for us.
One other rotation question. When I spoke to Zach Davies last week, he said that he didn't have a schedule yet for when he was going to resume throwing because he thought he would most likely get imaging again before he starts to throw. Is that the game plan with him, and do you know a time?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I've been told as well. He's still in the treatment phase of his rehab, so there has been no more imaging. He has not gotten onto a field and thrown a baseball. So I think we do a really good job of that. And we're going to be conservative with this. We want to make sure that he's right when he steps back on the field. He's having a really good year for us, and we don't want that to go back up on us. Couple of other updates. J.B. Bukauskas will throw in Reno on Wednesday, and Davinsky will have his second outing in AAA tonight. He's been throwing the ball real well.
Hey, back to Kennedy. What he has, does it feel like a pulled muscle to him, or is it just latent soreness? What is it?
Yeah, I just was having a couple minute discussion with him before I came in here. So he's the reason why I was late. I'll put it on him.
There's always a reason for that.
He just feels a little bit of tightness in that area. We're trying to figure out why that happened, right? We think it could be the altitude in Denver, the hydration aspects of it. We don't know the cause of it, but we have to deal with what's going on right now. And it's just tightness in one particular spot, in one particular area. So it's going to show something. I'm certain of that. It's just we're trying to figure out the degree. So we got to figure out how much time is going to be missed if there's a DL stint that's needed. We just don't know that information right now.
Sir, I think there's a sizable portion of Diamondbacks fans who would love to see Christian Walker in the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
Have an opinion on that at all?
I think it'd be a great honor for him. He's got 21, 22 home runs, and he's doing a fantastic job for us. He's anchoring first base. He's a very good baseball player that's having a terrific year. When you're looking for midseason accomplishments, he's among the league leaders, and I think he deserves some very strong consideration.
Thank you.
of a loss it was. You know, it is Coors Field. Sometimes those things happen, obviously. I mean, is that something you guys feel like you'll shed very quickly here heading into the series?
We got to. There's nothing we can do about it. We got to do things in a very uncommon way here. We talk about that every single day. And, you know, we just reminded the guys about going 1-0 today. That's been our mindset. We've stuck to that. We're playing good baseball. We didn't get the results we wanted yesterday. We lost a couple innings to one player, and that's going to happen in this game. So we got to digest it and understand why it happened. And I don't want us to waste an opportunity to learn from mistakes. So from whatever happened yesterday, I think we got to find a way to grow and get better and be ready for today's game. And you're right, it was a tough game to digest. But I think everybody's feeling the same way today. We got to play a good baseball game to beat the Giants.
Did you see what Zach Gallen said after the game yesterday?
I did not.
Said that if the franchise wants to get to where it wants to get to, that's a game you have to win 100 times out of 100. He seemed very disappointed in the way things turned out yesterday.
Yeah, I'm proud of that statement. I'm proud of the way he said that, and I'm proud of the way that he took accountability. Accountability is a big word in this organization, and we stand on that. And for him to say that means he feels like he could have done better. I know he's probably putting his name at the top of the list. And we all got to live by that example. You're right. I feel like good teams that know they're going to win games win the games they're supposed to. And we're learning how to do that. And when he says something like that, I think we're going to learn from the mistakes that we just made and move on. That's what we have to do.
The Giants are coming in here trying to figure it out too, huh?
Yeah. We know they're limping a little bit. I know they just got swept and they've lost 9 of 12. We're aware of all those things, but it's the Giants. And we know they're a good baseball team. We got to step up and get it done.
Not that you would speak for Bum, but just the fact that it's the Giants, for you or guys in the clubhouse, have you moved past the part where that's important or noteworthy, or is there still something there?
Yeah, I don't want to speak for him, but I know that he did some unbelievable things in San Francisco. I mean, they got statues of him, right? And everywhere you turn when you walk into that stadium, there's something about Bum. So he deserves that. He's earned that. But I think he's turned the page. He wants to attack them and beat them. I know that from the years past. And I think he's thrown the ball pretty well against them, if I can remember correctly. So we need him today. We need him to step up and get it done, and he will.
That 0.5 ERA in the World Series is always going to be there.
It ain't going to go away. It's three rings that are hanging off his rearview mirror. So nobody forgets those. And I know that city has not forgotten what he's done.
Anything else?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Okay. Hey, you do it wrong.